Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that according to Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that one should now wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because it says v'hoyo le'ois al yotcha mishetzrichim ois. It's an ois yotzu Shabbosos v'yom tovim shem gufan ois. Shabbos and Yom Tov is the ois itself, and therefore you can't have tefillin which is ois. You can't have a double ois. Now, the Rukeach and Simon Lamed already asked the question. So if so, how can you wear tefillin any day? You have a bris, and the bris is also called ois. Vayal ois bris. So how can you have a bris milah with tefillin? It's also a double ois. So the Rukeach answers that the bris is not considered to be ois because it doesn't say there's zech letzias mitzrayim. Shabbos and tefillin, they're all both are ois from letzias mitzrayim. But we find that we're not naked this way. We hold the bris is ois. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chofei, Siv Katanunei, says that we should be careful not to remove tefillin when there's a bris milah until after the bris. Why? Because milah is an ois and tefillin is an ois. So you want to have the tefillin together with the bris milah because they're both ois. So this brings back the question of the Rekeach. How can you have tefillin and milah? It's a double ois. And Yadrav, even more so, Mishnah Berurah seems to tell us that we want to look for two oises. The priest says you should have tefillin and bris milah together. But didn't our Gemara tell us that we don't have a double ois? That's why in Shabbos you don't have tefillin because you don't have a double ois. So why is it okay to have tefillin and milah? Now that we're looking for that, to have tefillin and milah together. So the Smag in Essay Mitzvah Gimel, he says a big yisoid. He said really there's three oises. There's Shabbos, there's tefillin, and there's a bris milah. We want to have at least two every time. Why? I want to have two edim. So I want to have two testimonies on the ois. So usually I have tefillin and bris milah. That's a regular day. On Shabbos, I have Shabbos and bris milah. That's the two. So that answers the question of the Rekeach. We always want to have two. And that's what Mishnah Berurah tells us. That a day of a bris milah, make sure to have tefillin, so you should have two. But what is tamua, according to the Smag, if this is the idea of having two edim, so what's the issue of having three edim? Apishnayim edim or shloisha edim. Right? That's what we know in the Torah. So if the whole idea is I want to have two edim, why is the restriction? Why are we saying in Shabbos you cannot have tefillin? And furthermore, the Truma Sedeshin, Chelik Beis Simen Kufches, has a bomb kasha. He says someone does not have a bris milah. For example, Meisu Echov Machmas Milo. So the Chor on Shabbos, they should wear tefillin, so he'll have two oises. Shabbos and tefillin. He says maybe you don't want to be mechalik because of that, to start differentiating between someone who has a bris and someone does not have a bris. But Lechora, according to Divrei Rabbi Seinu, one can suggest the following. The Bis Yosef in Or Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph, when discussing this Gemara regarding not to have tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov, goes into the discussion, do we have tefillin Chol HaMoed? And he quotes the Sefer HaZoyer. And the Zoyer explains, why can you wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a different ois, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov. Moshe Ma'adov Adoyme to a slave of a king, that he put on himself some kind of a sign that says, I'm the slave of the king. Then the king gave him his own sign. The king gave to the slave a sign. If the slave continues wearing the sign that he did on it for his own, that's a bizoyin to the king. You're taking your own thing when the king gave you something, you should use what the king gave you. So the Zohar is clear that tefillin and Shabbos and Yom Tov is a contradiction to each other. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a ois from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we cannot be mizalz on the ois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and putting the ois of tefillin. And Sefer Yetzir is brought down that there's two brisos that we have. We have bris hamor and bris haloshen. Bris hamor is the bris milah. Bris haloshen is the bris that we have with our words. As the Vilna Gaon goes on to explain there, there is a bris that has to do with Torah, the machshava, the dibur that we have. And then we have a bris which is in the guf. The body also has a bris, a covenant to HaKadosh Baruch. That bris that has to do with the bris of Torah, the bris that has to do with the loshen, is expressed in the mitzvahs that we have of Shabbos and Tefillin. So brings this Fasemis Pashas Noach Tafresh Nun Dalet and Tafresh Samach Beis, and so says the Shem Yishmuel Pashas Behar Tafresh Ainei. What is the Bris HaLoshen? The Gaon tells us it's Torah, but where is it expressed in a mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Tefillin. Bris HaMor, on the other hand, is expressed in the Bris Milah. So immediately we put all this together, comes over Niflo Ad Lemoid. Every single year needs to have two Eidim, like the Smag says. You have to have two Brisos. You have a bris aloshen. The bris has to do with machshava, with Torah, with the idea of the connection that comes through mitzvahs. And then you have the bris, hey, amar, What's the Birsa Mor? That's a connection we have in our body. As Reb Tzadik HaKohen explains in the Kedusha Shabbos, these are the two relationships that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every relationship has to do with what we do and how do we connect through Torah and Mitzvahs. And you have a relationship that has to do with who we are. The Bismillah, a person doesn't do Bismillah willingly. It's done to him when he's 8 days old. It shows the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, not through Maisim, just who we are. Mimele, we understand very much. There's two oises we always have to have. An ois which has to do with the Bismillah ois, we have to have the Maisim ois. The Maisim ois is either Tefillin or Shabbos. You can't have both. One is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is from us. It's a contradiction, the Zohar tells us. But Mila is not a contradiction to Shabbos because it's a different bris, a different ois. We have two oisois, two different brisois that we always have wherever we go. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.